a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lights. Camera. Action. It's the KSL Movie Show.
The natives in the Amazon worshipped it like a god.
With Doug Wright and Steve Sales. The week's big movie review, movie news, trivia, games, and prizes. All on the KSL Movie Show. Here's Doug Wright.
This is a man. A handsome, muscular man.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Hey, welcome to the movie show. It's great to have you along today here at KSL News Radio. And Stephen, we have a plethora of things to talk about and do on the show today. Should we get right to it? You know, because I need to suck up big time to Call Climate Services, who sponsors the movie show preview.
They came down, huh?
Yeah, Andrew came down and got the boiler.
He got the short straw,
so Andrew? He got the short straw. No, he got the long straw. Yeah. He really did. Mm. Yeah, we went up and had lunch at Bee's Hangout afterwards.
You went to Bee's?
We went to Bee's and had us a great meal, and I'm all hooked up with natural gas now. Thanks to our friends at Call Climate Services.
Yeah, I agree.
There we go. People. So, sponsored by Call Climate Services, here, ladies and gentlemen, is the movie show preview.
The following preview has been rated G and is appropriate for all audiences.
Coming up on today's movie show, the big movie review.
Okay, the big movie review is Don't Worry, Darling. And
I think Darling should worry.
There's
just a
subtitle, Don't Worry, Darling, You Will Never Understand What Happened in This Movie.
That's pretty.
That's the subtitle.
I don't think that's in the title, but that's definitely in the movie.
You know, when the studio rep on the way out, you know, said, "So what'd you think?" I said, "I'm going to try to find somebody who can explain this to me."
Well, even Olivia Wilde, the director, I don't think could explain this to
you. Oh, my God. The inexplicable Don't Worry, Darling.
Although, there's a lot of cool stuff here.
Oh, there are lots of the cars.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. The vintage automobiles. Holy
and the
smoke.
Mid-century modern houses.
Oh, yeah.
All that
yeah.
Palm Springs stuff.
Crazy
yeah,
stuff.
Right until
but,
it's...
You know, when I saw the title, I thought, you know, I mean, I've heard all the hubbub and all of the stuff surrounding this. Geez, talk about drama. You know, Shia LaBeouf and, you know, getting served papers on state. I mean,
yeah.
Good grief. This thing has been replete with disaster or oddness.
Maybe it's a distraction.
It might be. But, you know, this sounds like one of those movies that Doris Day and Rock Hudson would have made. Don't Worry, Darling.
Yeah.
And you go,
pillow
oh, boy.
Talk.
Yeah. No truth in advertising there. Railway Children. Yeah, nice little movie. We'll talk about that. You know, if you like those.
It was pretty simple, though.
Pretty simple, and plus, you know, a little contrived in places. But after the crap that I've been watching lately, it was quite refreshing, to tell you the truth.
Well, I have two for you to watch. Lou. With Allison Janney is definitely one to
watch. Slashing everybody into pieces?
No. She's just trying to retrieve this little girl that's been kidnapped.
I see.
And they're following this trail through the San Juan Islands, and she has a certain set of skills.
Well, you said she turned into Liam Neeson all of a sudden.
Well, I mean, she's tall enough.
She is tall.
It's Allison
Janney. Taller than Liam.
She was tough.
Okay. And then
Sydney's really good.
Okay.
And meet cute.
So meet Lou, we'll talk about that. We'll talk about Catherine Called, Birdie, maybe.
No.
There's a maybe. We're
well,
not going to talk Birdie.
They, well, here's
the
script.
Thing.
The studio said, yeah, we're not doing it now. I mean, the movie's still coming out, but we're not doing any press for it.
Whoops.
But, okay, well.
Okay, that's usually not a good thing.
It looked like a cute movie, too.
The Justice of Bunny King, not Buddy.
This is an Australian or a New Zealand film, and it is Okay. Fantastic.
And Avatar has been re-released.
Yes. I wonder if they added any...
Yeah, chalk a few more dollars onto the astronomical number.
I wonder what they would change if they redid it.
I don't know. And then we're going to get into streaming. We're going to talk about some of the streaming releases and streaming news. Let's see, what else do we have? Movie news, of course. And Dan Farr is going to join us, the founder of FanX, because, I mean, this is it.
I've seen some pictures. A lot of people.
A lot of people. And let's see, what else have we got? Well, now, D.I.N. ain't going to be here today because she has traveled back to see her sister with my daughter, Katie, and my granddaughter, Luna. So they're back. They're Missourians this week.
They driving out?
No. They flew.
Oh, thank goodness.
They flew out. So, you know, I know that there will be weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth because there shan't be Deanne on today's show.
Would that be you weeping and wailing?
That's right. I'm weeping and wailing already. Let's see. Streaming news I've already mentioned. We got Telephone Torture. We got the movie show Top 10 and so much more. It's all coming up here on the movie show.
Wait till you see what Neil deGrasse Tyson said about E.T.
What? Was it good, bad, indifferent?
It's shocking.
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 On E.T.?
About E.T.
Well, that's like, you know, that's like going back.
Kicking Lassie.
That's like somebody, you know, mentioning that Gone with the Wind wasn't a great movie.
Who would ever dare
Who
to
would
say
ever do
such
that?
A thing?
Finally, he saw it, you know, a year ago.
I'm like,
oh, good grief. So anyway, all of that is coming up on today's movie show here at KSL News Radio, and we are broadcasting today from my hearing centers. And in just a moment, we'll be talking with our friend Matt Deering. So stay with us. All that and more is coming up. It's all in the pipeline here on The Movie Show.
The Movie Show.
Una puta solo?
Yes, Greedo. As a matter of fact, I was just going to see your boss. Tell Jabba that I've got his money.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
9:17 here at KSL News Radio, and we're hanging out with our friends at My Hearing Centers. Matt Deering is here with us, and Matt, it's always fun to be here. Thanks for the invitation to come back. And we've got to talk to our folks here about getting their hearing in shape. You know, and honestly, any time, we've talked about this for many years now, any time you take care of it, you ought to be taking care of it now. You should have probably taken care of it 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. But don't let another day go by, especially right now. We're at the threshold of such a special time of the year with the concerts coming up, the family gatherings coming up. You know, we've got Halloween. You know, sometimes I'm not sure if we want to hear that doorbell ring one more time. But I'll tell you what, for all the family gatherings around Thanksgiving, the Christmas things that are around the corner, the holidays, this is the time to act now, and you'll be all set for the holidays.
Absolutely. And, you know, not to mention football season as well, right? Mm. You want to watch those games on TV or live, and those are all really, you know, fun times, and this is why it's so important to have your hearing checked. And we do this free consultations, free hearing evaluations. We'll do a full test for free to verify whether or not you have a hearing problem. I know one of the biggest reasons why people don't do anything about their hearing loss is because they don't know if they have a problem, and there's some barriers to entry. They don't want to go spend money that they don't know that they have to spend just to see if they have an issue. So we've always offered these complimentary evaluations. So whether it's your uncle or your dad or family member that you saw not acting, you know, the same way they used to at the family party, or if it's your husband or wife next to you, while you're watching TV, you're noticing they have to turn the TV up louder. Give us a call, set up that free consultation, and if you do that right now, we're going to do a 30-day challenge as well, where you'll be able to try the latest, greatest hearing aids risk-free for 30 days.
You know, it's amazing because of all the things you've talked to us about over the years. I mean, you know, connections to Parkinson's and Alzheimer's and actual deterioration of brain matter. I mean, you know, wow. But, you know, again, I'm kind of hooked on the fall here and the change of seasons and where we're going to be here in a couple of months. And to be withdrawing from the family, to being self-isolating, because you're not catching the drift of stuff like you used to. You're not hearing the way you used to. And of all of the tragedies of different things that can happen because of your hearing loss, I think that's about the worst.
I would agree. You know, to see the people that come in our office that you know they've just waited way too long to do some of their hearing problem, and the isolation that they're dealing with, it's really just heartbreaking. you know, to watch some of our patients come in and, you know, what do you, you know, what's your life like now? And they explain that, you know, they're kind of just sedentary. They sit at home. They
just
don't do much.
Up.
They've kind of, some of them just absolutely given up. That's a good way to put it, Steve. And to then give them an opportunity to say, okay, well, here's what you need. Here's how we're going to help you. Some of it's going to take longer than the typical 30 days. I've had a couple of patients we had to take 6 months really to get them back to hearing well. And then, but just watch their progression during that time where it's like, okay, they started off as you know, what you didn't know then, but a shell of themselves.
Right.
And then, you know, 3 months later, they are actively engaged. They come in happy. They bring their spouse with them, and it's a completely different interaction that they're having. That's the kind of thing that happens when you have the opportunity to engage with family and friends.
Right. And the number to call to start this, it's a relatively simple process to get things going here. You just make the phone call and come on into my hearing centers. You'll be rewarded, as we've already mentioned. You know, at the end of the 30-day challenge, you'll be going to a nice restaurant.
That's right.
And just hanging out. And that's where you can really put things to the test, too. For many of us, you know, Steve and I have talked about that. Matt, you've talked about it. Boy, there's something about restaurants, just the noise of the dishes and the chatter that's going on around. If you happen to have a hard surface restaurant, like many of my favorite restaurants, you know, they have a tile floor. And it's oh, my goodness. You know, even for someone who has relatively good hearing, that's a tough environment. So you really want to put these hearing devices to the test. We're going to help you with that.
That's right. So just give us a call.
I think it would be fun is to get it done and not tell anybody.
Yeah, we've had some people do that. It's
and go a
cool.
couple of months, like, oh, okay. That's
oh, yeah. So you leave the whole family out of it. You actually sneak off and do the right thing.
Yeah, and then
all
you like
snicker
at the jokes and like, oh, hey,
yeah. So
did he just say that about
they
me?
Go, I didn't think he could hear us.
Out of the will.
Okay, the number to call. Out of the will. Steve's gone. 801.
Wait, I was making out the will. How can I be gone?
701-1629. Okay, Steve.
Sorry.
We have to pay attention.
801-701-1629.
It's my hearing centers. Okay, let's review. The big movie of the week. Yeah, don't worry, Steve. Here's the movie, Don't Worry, Darling.
What do you think they're really doing out there?
What do you mean?
The one thing they ask of us is to stay here, where it's safe.
Do you even know what the Victory Project actually is? Have you ever asked?
Do you?
Please, what's actually happening?
Stop it, Alice.
No, Jack, it's okay.
I'm curious to hear where she's going with this.
Yeah. I'm curious to see where this movie ultimately is going, too. And when he said, you know, find out what the Victory Project is, I saw the movie. I paid attention. I don't know what the Victory Project is.
Yeah,
oh,
I mean,
goodness.
Just from that trailer, there were so many questions asked, and none of them were answered.
Exactly. Okay, so what we have here is this utopian environment that's out in the middle of this desert. And this is a company town. You know, it's everybody who lives in this utopian neighborhood and has a beautiful home, pools.
It's all those cul-de-sac,
right.
mid-century modern flat-roofed
it
houses.
It looks like the lower part of the Olympus Cove, or it looks like part of California, or, you know, that type of
that.
A thing. And everybody is just, they've got it. The television is there, which is a big deal still.
Yeah, they have the rotary phones.
They've got, it's all set and ready to go. And there's, you know, they've got spas that they go to. But what do their men folk do? And at first I'm going, is this the Stepford Wives? What is this?
That's what I thought, too.
And
a little bit of that.
But it's not. And the very charismatic leader of this, the founder of the company, Chris Pine, plays this role.
Yeah, you notice all his platitudes were about nothing.
I know, about nothing. And you're rather than saying, hey, look what we've accomplished, look what we've done, hey, look at this new product, hey, look at this, we've come up with a new thing, hey, we're going to develop the computer, you know, hey, we're working on a high-tech secret for the U.S. military that's going to keep us free. You never find out, but you hear every bit of the hyperbole that I just gave without a mention of a product, without a mention of a service.
Building a better world.
Yeah, and you go, and then in this utopian environment, and everybody drives the coolest cars. And some of them are just, you know, off the line, you know, stock cars.
Yeah, I would be ticked if I didn't get the opera window.
The little T-Bird. And then one guy who's being advanced, for what reason, we don't know. And what did he do? We don't know. And why is he worthy of this other than to maybe keep his wife in line? We don't know. But all of a sudden, he ends up with a real nice Corvette. Looks like about a 61 or something like that, because it's right in that era, late 50s, early 60s.
Yeah, they had cool cars.
Yeah, oh, very cool car. And some of them are just rank and file. I mean, there's just a good old Ford sedan in there, but, wow, there's a Studebaker and so on. You can tell I love the cars in this. But all of a sudden, some of the wives are noticing something, and there's particularly this one woman who went out into the area where you can't go because hazardous materials and everything. There's no radioactive signs or anything. It just says, you know.
It's just the desert.
And where do the menfolk go in the morning? And they all line up. You know, we're kind of focused on this one cul-de-sac, and then they're going to be building an addition, so whatever they're doing is growing. And all of the men back out, and they kind of go out in a line.
Like single file.
You go, what in the world is this? Then there's this creepy building.
Well, it just shows the order of it
all. Yeah, just how everything's perfect.
I did like their house, though. I mean, they had
The house is really cool. And, you know, because there's a real turn right now toward, you know, mid-century.
Oh, I love that.
You know, homes. I mean, even some of the home tours. And these were places that maybe 30 years ago I was laughing about.
I have an avocado oven. That's
how. Exactly. So the bottom line is they notice that something is going on with this woman. You know, and if somebody kind of goes astray, these men in red, you know, coveralls just show up that says security. And all of a sudden, everything's taken care of. Everything's cleaned up. And you go, what is happening? But I'll tell you, Florence Pugh is amazing.
She is the reason to see this.
She's the reason to see this. And some of the other things, you know, Olivia Wilde, you know, she's directing the movie and starring in the movie. And she's one of the older gals in the neighborhood who's a little more seasoned in the neighborhood.
But she's drank the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. But you also find out a little later on that, well, maybe she knows more than she's letting on, but she likes the life. But, oh, my God. And when finally... You know, and it's so weird. Like, where do they go shop? I mean, there's little things that are in there.
Well, they take that little trolley.
Yeah, they take the trolley, and then the trolley won't go anywhere else. But finally, Florence Pugh sees a plane crash, and she just goes, okay, I got to figure out this. And she goes, well, somebody, and then this guy won't do anything. He just turns the trolley around. And she runs up to the headquarters.
Whatever that thing is.
Whatever this building is. I'm not kidding you. I am so confused. It was fun to watch in some aspects.
Yeah.
It's intriguing. I thought it was going to actually deliver kind of a last-minute punchline where you go, oh, that's it.
Yeah.
And I don't care if they even still leave me thinking. Like, okay, I wonder what that's going to do and what are the ramifications and what about this and okay. But none of the pieces fall together.
No.
Everything. No clue. Everything is still circling around you and nothing lands. Drives me absolutely nuts. So, Stephen, I don't even know what to grade this. I guess I'm giving it 2.5 because there were parts of it that I liked. But I'll tell you, you know, after I solidified and, you know, had my therapy session on this movie, I decided, well, I'm going to – Rotten Tomatoes isn't liking it. I mean, and as a matter of fact, they said – other than the rotten core, this is a pretty good movie. You know,
so. Well, I felt bad because Florence Pugh is a terrific actress. She played the sister of...
remember that in Black Widow?
Yeah, and she stole the movie.
She did. She stole the movie.
And she steals this movie because she is so good. As she's trying to tell them, I've seen things, and they go, no, you just being, you know, doing that whole 50s woman hysterical thing. She's like, no. She had so much strength, and she's like, no, do not tell me that I made it up, that I'm just seeing things. This is what happened, and this is how we're going to fix it. She's in Harry Styles' face like every two minutes. And to his credit, you know, he's a pop singer.
Yep.
And he's actually giving a chance here to act, which, and he's Olivia Wilde's boyfriend, or at least was.
Yeah, was.
And, but he's actually decent. I mean, he could be good if he studied.
Yeah.
But Florence Pugh...
So what's your grade?
Makes this movie. I gave it a B minus.
A B minus. Yeah, yeah, I'm probably a little beneath your B minus.
Your
C
plus.
Probably go C plus. Yeah, and it's rated. What is it rated? PG-13, right?
Oh no,
no. Is it R? Oh, there are some without seeing any skin. This is very sexual.
Yep.
Oh, man, I almost forgot about that. Yeah, so it's rated R. All right, and again, the title is Don't Worry, Darling, You'll Never Figure This Movie Out.
That's not the title.
Okay.
You should be, Don't Worry, Darling, Good Luck.
You know, in order for me to say it's officially 9:30, we need to act right now. 9:30 here at KSL.
The Movie Show.
You could just write your own roles, you know, write something that's as interesting as you are.
What are you going to do?
I have my own club.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Oh, the things we learn here on The Movie Show during the breaks, Stephen.
Sorry.
It's quite amazing.
I thought it was funny.
And everybody's going, what was funny? We're not telling
you.
It is 9:38 here at KSL, and we're hanging out with our friends at My Hearing Centers. And before we get to our movie news, we got to give you the latest. You got to talk about this new technology. You know, every time we come here, you're showing us something new and cool. And the Widex moment, you got to tell us about this thing and what it does. The technology, just in the time we've known you guys, has just been remarkable.
It's awesome. And this new Widex moment, we've had it now for just under a couple months. And the feedback that we're getting is phenomenal. Really enjoying it. My favorite thing to do with new technology is put it on people that have the last model, or maybe two models ago, and see what they think. And you know, the claim that they've made on this hearing aid is actually real. You know, sometimes you're right. You're worried that it's just fluff. It's marketing.
A little hyperbole.
Hyperbole. But this is pretty neat. What they've done is actually found a processor. That could speed up sound, which is amazing in the first place.
What?
And it's just enough speed that the sound will hit the eardrum from the hearing aid at the same time as natural sound, right? So it gets all that through that processing. They hit the eardrum at the same time, and now instead of having this kind of tinny or artificial sound that you'll get, like you can kind of hear that in the headphones that we're hearing because you got that delay, that's gone. And so you just get this natural sound, and so. People that put these on, they put them on, they go, okay, I can hear, but they forget that they're wearing a hearing aid so quickly. Wow. Now, that's come back and bit us a little bit because a couple of people, like, you know, they'll end up wearing them in a shower or forget to take them out at night and, you know, things like that, you know, the battery dies. So you've got to remind people that you are wearing a hearing aid. The adaptation to this is so much faster than it's been in the past because of that clear sound that the people are getting. So if you want to try it yourself, come in. We're doing a 30-day challenge where you can prove or disprove our claims here on this particular product. If you come in, we're also doing a free hearing evaluation as well. If you call right now to schedule your evaluation, we'll put you into a drawing for a free set of these hearing aids.
The thing that always impresses me, too, even though we're talking about the Widex moment here at this point, you know, ultimately that may or may not be the hearing device.
Right.
That you end up with, because you guys cover it all. I mean, you're not here to sell one product. That's always impressed me. I mean, you're always testing something new, and you're always asking folks, hey, give us your reaction to this, and we think this will be really cool for you. But if it's not, we've got something that is.
Absolutely. And when you come in during that evaluation, we'll determine that. We'll make sure that this is going to be a good product. If it's not up front, we'll tell you, hey, this might not be the best product. We have other things that are available. The other nice thing is that there's not a major cost difference between different products. Right. We've been able to go to the manufacturer because of our great patients, all the patients that we have, and kind of demand the price that we want to make sure so that we can take care of our patients.
This
I
is
got
the
a question
time.
For you.
Yeah.
Okay. If you speed up sound, do people sound like Alvin and the Chipmunks?
No.
You get younger, though.
Yeah.
Like Benjamin Button.
Okay.
Not smaller, just
because that would be hilarious if everybody
said. Okay, Dom, would you cut Steve's mic right now? Okay. The number to call is 801 701-1629. 801-701-1629. By the way,
Theodore.
I have something for you in my car that was given to you by a genuine Eurekan.
Is it ticking?
I was no underwater. No, he said, you know, you give Steve so much that I've decided
a shovel?
That what I want to do, and he gave some genuine petrified dinosaur poop for you. It's in my truck.
I'm honored.
Yeah, it actually looks pretty cool. So I just thought, you know, This would be a time.
The dinosaur road apple? Really?
That's petrified.
Cool.
It's rock shops are famous for them. So there's one on my truck seat awaiting you. You can use it as a paperweight in your home.
Huh.
Or, you know, whatever. You can throw them at the raccoons.
Does it go with my decor?
Yeah, it goes with your decor. Isn't it amazing how we change gears so quickly on this show?
It's pretty disturbing, actually.
It's really quite amazing. All right, 9:42 here at KSL News Radio, and it's time, ladies and gentlemen, for our movie news.
This is Lowell Thomas speaking, flashing to you the news of the world.
We return now to the KSL Newsreel. The biggest stories from the world of movies, cinema, and the star-studded glamour of Hollywood.
Okay, I'm loving this story. Nicolas Cage. Anytime I see a movie news story about Nicolas Cage.
Just say Nicolas Cage and you're already in.
I go, okay, we're done. This is in for sure. He has his sights set on joining a comic book franchise. He wants to add his name to the Batman Rogues Gallery, and he wants to reprise the role that was made famous by Vincent Price in the old TV series. Do you know what it was? Vincent Price played Egghead. Now, for some reason, this just works. This is what Nicolas Cage said, quote, "You know what I mean? It's like Egghead is Vincent Price, right? He's one of our other great American superstar actors that I revere and had so much fun watching growing up. So I was watching the Batman show because I really wanted to see what Vincent Price was going to do, and the character's hilarious. I mean, everything starts with egg-cellent, and it's ecstatic." You know, it was back in the camp era, of course.
Oh, this is the Adam West days.
Okay. And he said, "You know, I'm not calling Warner Brothers. This is just more of kind of a fun thing that I'm throwing out there." But anyway, I mean, when you look at the pictures, I actually looked it up. I thought, I don't remember this. There's Vincent Price. They've elongated his head, so it's egg-shaped.
Kind of like the cone heads.
And he's always in a yellow and white costume, you know, yolk and whites. And, oh, my goodness, and some of the weird, you know, little things that Egghead said. But can't you just see Nicolas Cage just fitting right into Vincent Price's
shoes? I think
he
loves doing – I mean, he was an extra in basically in the Spider-Verse movie.
Yep. I mean, the weirder the better for Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Tom Hardy.
Yes.
He was Bane in Batman and Venom. He was quietly entered a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu championship.
Really?
In Milton Keynes, England. It kind of reminded me of his role in the 2011 movie Warrior, which was an incredible film. You remember that movie? It was Nick Nolte was the coach. And,
Joel
Edgerton was his brother.
That's right. That's right.
What a movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, he entered the darn thing, and he won.
Oh.
I mean, these guys were like, he actually talked to one of the kids. He said, "All right, look, just forget it's me and do what you would normally do." And then Tom Hardy just wiped the floor with him. I mean, this is a kid who usually wins a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
He got beat. He says, "That guy is like super strong." Well, I know he's a superhero, but that's. anyway, so he said he was a really nice guy. He took pictures with the people. He didn't make a big deal about it. And he actually enrolled in the tournament under his real name, which is Edward Hardy.
Okay.
Okay, so Venom 3 is in pre-production. That's his next big movie. And he has announced that he will return as Max in a sequel.
All right.
To Fury Road.
So, okay.
Tom Hardy.
All right, Eddie Murphy fans, filming is ongoing for the long-awaited sequel, Beverly Hills Cop 4. And everybody's wondering, well, how much of Eddie Murphy are we going to see? And who else maybe from the original? But Murphy has been seen dressed in the Detroit Lions jacket that he loved as Axel Foley.
He probably hasn't changed at all.
That's right. Eddie Murphy first played the role of Axel back in 1984. Do the math on that, Steve. We're coming up on 40 years almost. Good grief. Beverly Hills Cop 3 didn't do so well. That debuted 30 years ago. But he's not the only one. I mean, we've seen Judge Reinhold. We've seen John Ashton.
Yep.
We've seen others in there, including Paul Reiser. And so, anyway, it doesn't have a release date yet, but it'll debut on Netflix.
Cool.
Wouldn't you like to see that in the theater, though?
Yeah, of course. I want to see all these movies in a theater.
So it ain't that cool, Steve.
Well, there's that.
Okay.
All right. There's a new con man heist movie called The Smack. It begins filming soon in Los Angeles. It features Casey Affleck. No big deal. But check out the rest of the cast. Marissa Tomei.
Yeah.
Kathy Bates. Alan Arkin. This is a movie about, apparently, Alan Arkin is an old, you know.
I love Alan Arkin.
I do, too. Whatever.
He's great. If
I hear Marissa Tomei and Alan Arkin, I'm in.
Tomei is amazing. You know, I was watching a movie the other day, fairly recent, and you go, this woman does not age. She is just incredible.
You need to see The King of Staten Island. I know it has Pete Davidson in it, but it is hilarious. And she is the mom in that, and it's absolutely brilliant. I have one more story. You done?
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Neil deGrasse Tyson says E.T. is a plant.
Is a plant.
Yeah, not like he's, you know, put in there. He's actually a vegetable or a plant. He said,
feed me Seymour type plant?
Well, that's what I thought. Because he said Spielberg told him directly, but I also saw Spielberg a couple years ago, when asked the same question, said he is a plant-like creature. I mean, because he walks around.
Yeah.
He's got eyes and stuff.
No.
He can't be a plant, right?
No, he's not a plant.
In the book, original book, he was a botanist.
What is he, Audrey 3?
Yeah.
Feed me, Seymour.
He is his race of people, or creatures, are botanists, and they travel the universe looking for unique plants. That's what he was doing here originally.
Sure he is.
So,
that's why he likes Halloween so much, and he likes Reese's Pieces.
Somebody tell Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Plants don't eat Reese's Pieces.
Why not?
Or Skittles. What were they? They were their Reese's Pieces.
Yeah. In fact, Reese's Pieces were developed so that it could be in that movie.
Bummer.
Yeah.
He ain't a plant.
Well.
This is a ruse. We're being
taken for Neil deGrasse Tyson. He's touched the universe.
Has he?
Apparently he's just touched.
Maybe he's just
after that statement.
Touched.
Like, wait a minute, he can't be a plant.
Well, there you have our movie news.
A movie show.
I'm sorry, Tony.
If I see a situation pointed south, I can't ignore it. Sometimes I wish I could. Sometimes I want to punch you in your perfect teeth.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
We're broadcasting today from My Hearing Centers. And Matt Deering is here with us. 801-701-1629 is the number to call. And let's walk through the deal again today. Right now, when people make that phone call, they'll get a free, you know, hearing test, and you can be included in a 30-day challenge where you can try state-of-the-art equipment. And then at the end of that 30 days, be rewarded with a gift card to Red Lobster. Or there's another one.
Olive Garden.
Duh.
Yes, it's the same franchise for those that
are. Can I go to Red Garden instead?
Yes, right.
And in Sugar House, where we go, they're side by side.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The Olive Lobster?
The Olive Lobster.
Don't go there.
Or the Garden Lobster.
The Garden Lobster. Anyway, you've kind of nailed all the high points there, but we are looking for 100 people with problems hearing to come in and evaluate this new product. It's the Widex Moment. And some of the unique features of Widex Moments, we already highlighted one, which is they've sped up sound where we can actually now get rid of that tinny sound. If you ever tried hearing aids, maybe people say it sounds artificial or tinny. That's gone. It's evaporated. It's pretty amazing. So that's one thing. The other thing that it has that's unique, well, two more things. One is it's got the longest battery life now. We've got 37 hours of full streaming on one charge. So you don't have to change the batteries. It's all rechargeable lithium ion. But 37 hours. So if you want to just binge watch, pick your favorite show. I guess you can watch all of it with your hearing aids in without having to go and do a quick recharge. But another really cool feature of this hearing aid is it's using AI technology. We've got a whole collection of information stored in the cloud that the hearing aids actually tap into. So if you leave work and you get in the car, the hearing aids recognize you're in the car and it automatically switches to the best hearing opportunity for the car based on all the information it has from.
Isn't that amazing?
It's really cool. And then you get out of the car and you go inside, you turn on the TV, adjust to so you can hear the TV better. And you start having a conversation, adjust for that conversation. So it's pretty amazing. It gets better and better the more users we have on this interface. And it's international, worldwide. So it's not just taken from what's here in Utah or what's in the United States. It's everywhere this hearing aid's being used. It's collecting that data, storing it, and then giving each user a better listening experience every day.
And, you know, every time I go to Hale Center Theater and, you know, Mark Dietlein in the recorded announcement ahead always says, don't forget to connect the T-coil and everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the way you've talked about it in the past, I always go, I think those folks are going to be hearing this better than I am.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Hello does a great job with their audio. But if you can get that great audio without the delay right into your ears, because I've done it a couple times, it is phenomenal. Actually, it's probably the best way to listen at the Hell, because it's like you have your own personal full, you know, Dolby Digital sound right around your ears.
And, you know, and when you go in the movie theaters now, you know, they'll remind you, or you should be aware that you can just tap into that. It really is remarkable.
We could have used somebody to turn up the sound on Railway Child.
Oh, yeah. I don't know what was going on. Yeah, there was something.
I go, Matt, where are you?
we need some help.
There was something going on that, and then there are other times you wish, oh, man, maybe I'd like to turn
but
this
if
down.
You or your loved one is experiencing problems hearing, call us right now, schedule a free hearing evaluation, and we'll also put you into a drawing for a free set of these hearing aids.
Oh, we haven't mentioned that.
That's good okay. Grief. We got there.
Good grief. Yeah, you could actually win these puppies that we're talking about.
Or the hearing aids. No puppies.
No puppies.
No puppies will be given.
No puppies will be given with this Widex moment. Okay, it's 801-701-1629. It's My Hearing Centers. And Stephen.
Sir.
I think we ought to review another movie.
Okay.
Which one? You know, you've been talking about Lou. I'm curious about this.
Oh, Lou, yes, please.
Okay, let's get a little sound from Lou.
What the hell?
He took my daughter.
Hold on. Who did?
I have to track him.
Stay here. Hey, where are you going?
To find my child.
If you slow me down, I will leave you behind.
Where is he taking her?
I don't know.
Things are escalated.
What just happened to that guy?
Well, it's not good.
Okay.
Did
he deserve it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. They all do.
All right.
So you have, believe it or not, Allison Janney playing this character, Lou. And she lives out in the woods in the San Juan Islands, and she rents a little house nearby to this young woman played by Journey Smollett. And she has a young daughter, Viola, I think her name is. One day, you know, she always keeps an eye on her, although the little girl ran out in front of her truck one day, and Journey comes out and yells at Lou. She goes, "Do you see there's a daughter? My daughter's playing." He goes, "The world is not a playground. Teach her better."
Ooh.
Like, holy crap.
Okay.
So, yeah, Lou is tough. There's a deer in the back of her truck, you know, and it's not deer season. And the game warden goes, "How'd that get in there?" "I hit it with my truck accidentally." "How'd it make it in the back?" "Oh, just jumped high." You know, she's got all these.
Yeah,
she's like Clint Eastwood, I swear. It's hilarious. She's got long gray hair in a ponytail, and she has some skills. I mean, she's like, all right, here's what we have to do. She knows exactly what to do. There's been a big storm. The sheriff's office is occupied, and they need to follow the tracks of whoever this individual is to try to rescue this daughter. But why did they take her? What's happening here? I mean, it gets a little cheesy towards the end, but Allison Janney is having the time of her life. She said, when they called me and asked me if I wanted to do an action movie, I said, absolutely.
Yeah.
She loved every minute of it. It's kind of creepy, some of the things she said that she had to do, but it works. I mean, this is a great little movie. And you're going to see Allison Janney. You thought she was mean as in Mom. Oh, wait till you get a load of this one.
Do you remember the first time you ever saw her in a movie?
The first time I saw her, I think, was on West Wing.
First time I ever saw her was Mighty Wind.
Oh.
And she played the part of one of the it was kind of like the new Christy Minstrels,
right,
whoever,
yeah.
The new something singers, and they're all in their weird little uniforms and everything. And
she's quite the tall.
I remember just going, she is amazing.
Oh, she is amazing, and I love her to pieces. I loved her in Mom. I loved her in West Wing, and wait till you see her in Lou. It's Netflix only, rated R, language, violence. She brings it.
She brings it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody messes with Lou.
And again, Lou is the title of the movie.
Yeah.
All right. Still to come on the movie show, we've got a plethora of prizes to give away in telephone torture.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be coming up in a little while. Vahe cannot win this week.
Yeah.
Because he won last week.
We've got you down, Vahe, for at least another 6 weeks' wait.
That's right. We started the clock on you.
Yeah, but he's still going to want to call. You know that.
And be a loser. I don't quite understand that.
Well, it's
just
one of the three Nephites.
Just the glory.
It's their day off.
Of losing. What can we say? But two tickets to the Megaplex Theater.
Yes.
Two drinks to enjoy while you're there. Yeah. And a tub of popcorn while you're there.
Yeah.
All right. So, and then don't forget the movie show Top 10, sponsored by Call Climate Services. We'll tell you what the big 10 movies are out there. All right. So all of that and more is coming up. And Avatar, I was going to ask that really quick. You know, everybody's seen Avatar, hopefully by now, the gazillions of dollars it's made. Is this in, how wide is the release on Avatar?
Well, big screens specifically. So IMAX screens around this valley, which we have a bunch of, and large format screens are all showing that this weekend. I'm not sure how long we're going to, you know, see it. And there's a few other theaters. The D-Box seats have it. That'll be kind of cool. But the IMAX specifically, I think, would be the place to see Avatar again. And yeah. I think even my 3D, I think there's some 3D going on. Even though I thought that was long gone.
But. All right. All right. It is exactly 10:30 here at KSL News Radio.
Planning on a weekend of binge watching? Streaming your favorite movie or a new show? Doug and Steve sort through it all, so you only binge the best. It's the Movie Show Streaming Reviews on KSL News Radio.
Okay, you know how much I love Ted Lasso, and I mean, who doesn't love Ted Lasso?
I turned you on to Ted Lasso.
You did. You said you got to watch
this.
One
time you've ever listened to me.
You got to watch this, you know, because I do like soccer or, you know, European football, and so I thought, oh, my goodness. And I was just hooked. You know, sometimes I have to warm up to a show. I was hooked from the second I started watching that. But this I got a kick out of. Now, what I don't know about video games could fill libraries.
Same.
But, and I don't know if I'm saying, the FIFA, it's probably FIFA, and I don't know that. FIFA 23, this is a video game thing, and it's kind of where you
Isn't
can.
Isn't that the FIFA World Cup thing?
Yeah. And, you know,
FIFA,
I mean, yeah, FIFA. And so you can actually, you know, just go ahead with this video game.
Oh, that's right.
And put everything together. And they're now including in FIFA 23.
The AC Richmond team.
Yep. Including the various characters. Ted Lasso. We've got Coach Beard in there. We've got Jamie Tart. We've got them all in there. You know, Danny's in it. Roy Kent is in it. And so
is Keely in it?
I don't know. Probably.
How about Nate? He's probably in a garbage can.
No, I don't see Nate in here, you know, because he's defected. I don't mean
he's
to give
persona
anything away.
Non grata.
Ted Lasso, you can use him as a playable manager in career mode. I mean, this is geeking me out here.
I saw the picture of it. They look like the real people.
But here's kind of the bad news in this story. Uh-oh. And apparently a third season of Ted Lasso is in the works, but it was Brett Goldstein that said and suggested that season three will likely be the show's final season.
Yeah, thing that Jason Sudeikis has been saying.
I've heard the rumblings on that. And
well,
now
he says
there was
a story arc that we're getting to in the third season, and then that's it.
You know, and I'd rather have them end it on a high note than drag it out, because we've seen that happen.
Well, can you imagine Apple TV Plus? They're like, I don't care what you do.
Yeah, that's right. You can
literally knit sweaters.
How about if you have them, you know, form a rock group and you go on tour, you know?
And jump the shark while you're water skiing.
We are desperate for more Ted Lasso. You know, this is so unique. Sometimes you go, yeah, this is really, really good. Kind of seen this before, but this is really, really good. I ain't ever seen this before.
Yeah, I almost get kind of twitchy if I don't get my Ted Lasso fix.
Me too. Okay, what do you got for us here, Stephen?
All right, Vince Gilligan, the showrunner for Better Call Saul, he says, you know, I'm done with Better Call Saul, but I'm certainly not done with Rhea Seehorn, who played a lawyer and Jimmy's wife, Kim Wexler, in the series Better Call Saul. Now, they are going to start a new series for Apple TV Plus, and there was a huge fight, because he's already done Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Huge hit.
Right.
Better Call Saul. Huge hit. So he says, I want to do another show. I don't want to do that Albuquerque stuff. And they're like, how much money do you need?
That's right. Can we write you a check?
Everyone wanted a piece of this because it's Vince Gilligan. Finally, they settled on it's going to cost between $13 and $15 million per episode.
Per episode.
And that's, by the way, chump change compared to the the Dragon movie.
Oh, I know.
Those are at 20
House
plus.
Yeah.
But they've already greenlit. This is how much fight went into this. They've greenlit two seasons already.
Wow.
At $13 to $15 million apiece each episode.
Well, the guy does have a fairly good track record.
He does. And I think that bodes well for him. So, yeah. Apple TV
Although
Plus won that fight.
We've seen it, though, where somebody does, wow, what a great movie. Wow, what a great movie. What? So I hope that's
I'm hoping
not
it's not Tulsa King.
No. You know, I'm wondering about
that.
A little, Sylvester in there.
I love Sylvester Stallone.
I do, too. I do, too. I mean, after all, our cadre of critics.
Please tell me he's not from there, though. He must have. I think he's a, isn't he like a mobster?
No, no, yeah, he took the rap. He's been in jail forever. And then he comes out expecting the big reward for keeping his mouth shut. And they go, you're going to Tulsa. And then he basically, at least in one of the trailers, goes, is that a joke?
You know? So it's a duck out of water story. Yeah. Okay, I got
all right. Okay, Nightmare Before Christmas. To talk about how things have changed. There's talk of a sequel now, and remember when this first came out, it was thought to be too scary for Disney. It was released via Touchstone Pictures rather than under the Disney banner.
It did have a dark edge to it.
It did have a dark edge to it. I mean, it's Tim Burton after all, but times have changed, and now it's a full part of the Disney family. One of the most popular, you know, kind of holiday movies out there.
Yeah, Jack Skellington
so,
is huge.
Yeah. So the director, Henry Selick, recently revealed that a Disney Plus short could possibly be the way for a sequel to come about. And what's interesting, the main stumbling block seems to be, especially if they want to do it fast, it's hard to do stop action fast.
Oh, no.
And so that's part of the thing, the stop motion, but you never know. So we might see a sequel to The Nightmare Before Christmas, but it would be a shorter version, and it would be on Disney+.
I just read something about Selick doing something else, too, in the meantime. But anyway,
he's a busy guy.
Andor. I probably should explain this a little bit. I saw the first Disney debut. They gave us, the critics, a chance to see the first four episodes. I think the first three are available. Is that right, Dallin?
They didn't give me that
The first three are available, and then they're they'll be on each Wednesday.
They didn't give me that opportunity.
Well, it's because who you know.
You have to know Dallin.
I have to know Dee.
Oh, there you
she's,
go.
She's
the prime mover?
She is the prime mover. So, yes, Andor started this week. Three episodes dropped. Then every subsequent Wednesday, it's all leading up to Diego Luna's character, who was in Rogue One. And so there's two seasons of 12 episodes each that are all going to lead us into the movie Rogue One.
And I'm looking at the pictures up
that's
over
the
your
plan.
Shoulder.
And
yeah.
By the way, all of these sets, well, a few of them aren't, but are brand new sets. They spent a ton of money. They did the whole Pinewood Studios thing.
Yeah.
Instead of a lot of CGI that we saw in Mandalorian and some of those, they spent a ton of money on Andor.
Wow.
So, and I think Diego Luna is a great actor, and
Skarsgård, we
Stellan
love him.
Skarsgård, yeah. He's going to be great. So.
All right. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen, our streaming news here. Not screaming news. That's what we sometimes have. It is streaming news on The Movie Show.
The Movie Show.
What about that ship?
Never stop it! The garbage will do.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Tis the Movie Show at KSL News Radio. How about if we review another film? We've kind of talked about The Avatar. We've talked about Don't Worry, Darling. We've talked about Lou. How about
Sydney?
Sydney?
Is Sydney on your list?
No.
This is the Sydney Poitier documentary.
Oh, it's under streaming. Yeah, but let's do it.
Yeah,
let's
okay.
do it. I'm a big fan of Sydney Poitier.
Oh, you're gonna love this movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, a little sound. Here we go.
The world I knew was quite simple. I didn't know there was such a thing as electricity or that water could come into the house through a pipe. I never thought about what I look like. I didn't know what a mirror was.
I left the Bahamas with this sense of myself. And from the time I got off the boat, America began to say to me, you're not who you think you are.
Isn't that amazing?
Oh, wait till you see this movie. I mean, right off the bat, he was born 2 months premature.
2 months
in
that era?
In 1927.
Gosh, what are the odds of surviving?
They said they got a little shoebox. They were going to put him in it when he passed. And his mother went to some shaman. She said, not only is your kid going to live, but he's going to thrive.
Wow.
And the idea that he'd never seen a car, and their little island was just all, you know, black people.
Did they mention which island he was born on?
He was in the Bahamas. I'm not sure which particular island.
Because there
are it
gazillion.
Was one of a small one.
Right.
And then he ended up going to Nassau, and that was where he saw his first car.
Wow.
I mean, he was like 12. This poor kid. And they were so dirt poor. But he had these great parents that had this amazing integrity and dignity. And through his whole life, he would always go, what would Reginald or Evelyn do in this situation?
Mother and father, yeah. I guess, yeah.
And it's really pretty cool. I thought, I mean, he's the whole thing about him and Belafonte and Brando. And I mean, there's one story where they finally moved. He moved to his brother's because he's kept getting in trouble in the Bahamas. So his brother lived in Miami. He went to a dry cleaner to drop some stuff off and was coming out. It was late at night. A cop car pulled up. They put a gun to his head. And he said, what are you doing in this neighborhood? He said, I was just dropping off some cleaning. And he says, well, how about this? We're going to follow you. How far do you live? He goes, I don't know, miles, 50 blocks. They followed him in the patrol car. And they said, if you turn around one time, we'll shoot you.
Jeez, can you imagine?
I mean, he says, I had to get out of there. So he moved to New York. And it's just, wait till you see Oprah. Oprah loved him so much.
Yeah.
She started crying just thinking about him. That might be the only problem with the movie. It is so reverential.
Worshipful, yeah.
Yeah, he kind of, you know, screwed over his first wife by going out with Diane Carroll, who was, you know, wow.
Yeah. Remember, she was just groundbreaking on TV and then movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to get some of the little dings in his life, which is, you know, common with most people. But
it's a human being.
They kind of glossed it a little bit, and I thought, oh, it would have been nice, because she said, she came around, and that was it. You know, like, really?
Wow. Boy, you think of the barriers that he broke.
Oh man.
Unbelievable.
Civil rights.
Yep.
Everything. It's Apple TV Plus. It's simply called Sydney. It is starting today. It is a documentary. You're going to hear from him. One of the great moments. You remember the Defiant Ones where he jumps off the train trying to get Tony? Black people hated that moment.
Really?
He said he got so much grief. He's like, man, what are you jumping off the train for Whitey? That's ridiculous.
Oh, man. You know?
Well, they said, you know, we've been taking it so long, and now you're the magic, you know, N-word, and now you're saving the white guys. He got a backlash from that.
Boy, a lot of the early black performers got backlash from their own community.
Oh, Robeson? They thought he was a communist?
I mean, Bill Robinson, you got, I mean, Hattie McDaniel, you know, Butterfly, lost spaced her last name, but I mean, they were all,
and they're all in this, and they're all talked about.
Wow.
And how Sydney just kind of elevated the whole thing.
Yeah. Boy, talk about up in the game.
It's a wonderful documentary.
Okay.
And it's called Sydney. It's on Apple TV Plus, not rated, pretty mild stuff.
And we are broadcasting today from My Hearing Centers. And, you know, Matt is here with us. And, Matt, let's talk again about this amazing. And we're looking at it right here. You've got it resting in the charging case right now. It still amazes me how simple, you know, and tiny these things are.
Yeah, I think that's designed. They've done a really good job of packaging a lot into this tiny, tiny package, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is actually 20% smaller than its predecessor. I don't know how they keep doing that.
That's
with a
amazing.
Faster processor, more battery power. So if you've tried hearing aids, I don't know, the last couple of years and weren't very happy with it, this is a great time to come in and try them again because the technology has increased that much. If you have hearing aids that are 5 years old or more, you
might as well have a horn.
Well, you owe it to yourself to tell the difference. You know, if you're still changing batteries, you know, and I'd be honest, about five years ago, you know, the rechargeable batteries weren't great. They were good, but they weren't great.
So you had to have the hands of a surgeon to change the battery.
Yeah.
Oh, can you imagine that? I try to imagine, for even now myself, I try to imagine my mother putting, first of all, remembering.
Using your little fingernail to try to open it up.
Yeah.
And we use a magnet little stick to pull the battery out.
And they're in their 90s. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so if you haven't had an opportunity to try a good rechargeable product, and some of the newest technology coming. We're doing a risk-free 30-day challenge. You try the hearing aids in all the environments that you're in, risk-free for 30 days. At the end of the 30 days, we'll give you a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden as a thank you.
Boy, this really is the time. Hopefully something that we're talking about today resonates with you for yourself or for your loved ones. And just call and make the appointment. There is no obligation at all on this. It's 801-701-1629. My hearing centers and locations throughout Utah. It is 11 o'clock. This is KSL-FM Midvale, KSL-AM Salt Lake City.
The Movie Show.
Fredo, you're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again. Ever.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You know, I think it's time to just pull out the stops. And rather than saving this great element for the very, very end, we're going to have to do it right here.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck.
And now.
We're counting on, we're all counting on you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the movie show.
Oh, you get to me.
Top 10.
What was that?
Hello.
I'm too excited about this.
I'm
time.
Mr. Red.
What do you think?
Well, I think you're out of here.
It is time for the Movie Show Top 10, sponsored proudly. Well, okay, that might be a little
wait
exaggeration.
Wait till you get your bill after the...
Yes, sponsored by Call Climate Services. All right. Number 10 is it Moonage or Moon Age Daydream? I have not seen this.
Yeah, this is a cinematic history of David Bowie. So his...
Oh, Moon Age then. Okay.
Yeah, most of his... they've taken snippets of a lot of his concerts and things like that.
Okay. All right. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Okay. So what's the grade?
The grade is incomplete.
Incomplete. Okay, number 9, Minions, The Rise of Gru. I'm getting the biggest kick out of this, the way it's just chugging along. 12 weeks in the top 10, still cranking out, you know, 1.4 million, 1.5 million domestically. Overall, domestically, it's made about $365 million. The international numbers?
Oh, international is 550, so we're at 914.
Oh, man.
It's creeping.
Yeah, you know, if it, I don't know, a little engine that could is... I don't think it'll make a billion either. It's just too far away. But it's so close. All right. Then we have The Invitation, number 8 movie, about $22 million domestically, 4 weeks.
Another 9 foreign. It's at 31.
DC League of Super Pets. Each week now, for 8 weeks now, I've been saying this movie surprised me. I actually really enjoyed this movie. It's one of the best DC super movies we've seen. Because it was fun. It had, you know, it had the drama and everything else as much as you can have in an animated movie. But it had a sense of humor. This is what they ought to put into some of the DC films.
Well, I think maybe some of the reason why this isn't done better is because the DC, you know, dread.
I know. The DC dread. The DCD.
Like, oh, here they go again.
But I know, but
they
it's
actually
good.
Got it right here.
Yeah, 80, they did.
88 domestic, 90 foreign. We're at 178, but, you know, it's better than that.
Top Gun is just still killing it. 17. When was the last time we had a movie 17 weeks in the top 10?
It had to be Sound of Music.
Or South Pacific. I don't know. One of those. Gone with the Wind. You know, Steve was there for the original showing.
Oh, really? We're going to play that card?
$710 million domestically.
$754 foreign. We're at $1.463 billion.
Wow. Amazing. Yeah, we should release that on streaming because we got us a pandemic going on here.
Well, here's the funny thing. Okay, we've just got the new Titanic release. Or, no, Avatar release.
I was going to go Titanic.
I missed that. I got Cameroned.
Yeah.
So the thing is, Top Gun Maverick just went past Avatar domestically. So part of this little...
Let's release it.
Let's remind everybody,
yes.
Baloney.
Baloney.
They
want to
get that money back up above Top Gun if they can.
Number 5 is Bullet Train. The reason to see this is Brad Pitt. And, You know, it's not a great movie, but yeah, the guy is amazing. His range is amazing, and it's a movie I don't particularly like, if Brad Pitt's in it, it's a better movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so it's made about $100 million, not quite domestically.
126 foreign, it's at 223.
See how they run. 3 million in its first week.
Yeah, they didn't run to the theater, that's for sure. 4 domestic, 5 foreign, it's at 9.
Pearl. We were discussing Pearl prior to...
Rave reviews, says everyone but Doug Wright.
But me, explain. I hated this movie.
It's just because it was so
I walked
disturbing.
Into the theater the other night when we were watching, you know, Move Over, Darling.
I've already apologized for that.
And I walked past Steve and I said, I'm traumatized. This is the same theater where I saw Pearl. And he called me a name. Okay.
A fitting name.
No, it was unfitting for polite company.
Well, okay. It's just you and me, except your wife was right there. I'm like, oh, no.
No, there were other people in there.
Oh, yeah, I heard
you
a little.
You're up there, you
I
know,
heard a little chortle.
Communing with the other critics.
Well, I wasn't trying to show off, if that's what you thought.
Uh-huh. Barbarian is number 2. I did not like this movie either.
Yeah, it hasn't done very well.
No, and didn't deserve to. But then The Woman King. I'm actually a little surprised with all the hype that this has received. I mean, like I mentioned on the morning shows and Today Show and everything else, they were just weeping over this movie.
Yeah, but it's a movie that doesn't have a lot of track record as far as the genre. I mean, yeah. It's almost creating its own new all-female, tough,
yeah,
you know, kind of a movie. And so I think it's going to – it will find an audience. It's just that it actually did better than the projections, but that's normal. By the way, this got an A+ on CinemaScope, which is actual audience members.
Wow, real people.
Yeah.
This is like the People's Choice Awards.
This is what I've been saying. Look at the movie and you go, this might be interesting. There's so much more going on in this film, which is why I got the A+. Guess what the other film was? There's only 2 movies that got A+ this year.
What?
Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, Top Gun Maverick. Yeah. You know, that is the perfect summertime, wonderful popcorn movie that you take everybody to.
I still haven't seen it a second time, though.
Haven't you?
No.
I've seen it 3 times in the theater.
I know a guy who's seen it 8 times.
Really?
That's kind of nuts.
Wow. Wow. All right, The Woman King, number 1 movie in America. All right, on that note, sponsored, of course, by Call Climate Services. It is 11:15, a brief respite, and we shall come back. Much more still to come on The Movie Show.
The Movie Show.
Fredo, you're my older brother, and I love you. But don't ever take sides with anyone against the family again. Ever.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
You know, I think it's time to just pull out the stops. And rather than saving this great element for the very, very end, we're going to have to do it right here.
Yeah, you know? Good luck.
And now.
We're counting on. We're all counting on you.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for The Movie Show. Top 10.
What was that?
Hello.
I'm so excited about this.
I'm Mr. Red.
What do you think?
Well, I think you're out of here.
It is time for The Movie Show Top 10, sponsored proudly. Well, okay, that might be a little exaggeration.
Wait till you get your bill after the...
Yeah, sponsored by Call Climate Services. All right. Number 10 is it Moonage or Moon Age Daydream? I have not seen this.
Yeah, this is a cinematic history of David Bowie. So his...
Oh, Moon Age then. Okay.
Yeah, most of his... they've taken snippets of a lot of his concerts and things like that.
Okay. All right. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Okay. So what's the grade?
The grade is incomplete.
Incomplete. Okay, number 9, Minions, The Rise of Gru. I'm getting the biggest kick out of this, the way it's just chugging along. 12 weeks in the top 10, still cranking out, you know, 1.4 million, 1.5 million domestically. Overall, domestically, it's made about $365 million. The international numbers?
Oh, international is 550, so we're at 914.
Oh, man.
It's creeping.
Yeah, you know, if it, I don't know, a little engine that could is. No. I don't think it'll make a billion either. It's just too far away. But it's so close. All right, then we have The Invitation, number 8 movie, about $22 million domestically, 4 weeks.
Another 9 foreign, it's at 31.
DC League of Super Pets, each week now, for 8 weeks now, I've been saying this movie surprised me. I actually really enjoyed this movie. It's one of the best DC super movies we've seen. Because it was fun. It had, you know, it had the drama and everything else as much as you can have in an animated movie. But it had a sense of humor. This is what they ought to put into some of the DC films.
Well, I think maybe some of the reason why this isn't done better is because the DC, you know, dread.
I know. The DC dread. The
it's
DCD.
Like, oh, here they go again.
But I know, but
they
it's
actually
good.
Got it right here.
Yeah, 80, they did.
88 domestic, 90 foreign. We're at 178, but, you know, it's better than that.
Top Gun is just still killing it. 17. When was the last time we had a movie 17 weeks in the top 10?
It had to be Sound of Music.
Or South Pacific. I don't know. One of those. Gone with the Wind. You know, Steve was there for the original showing.
Oh, really? We're going to play that card?
$710 million domestically.
$754 foreign. We're at $1.463 billion.
Wow. Amazing. Yeah, we should release that on streaming because we got us a pandemic going on here.
Well, here's the funny thing. Okay, we've just got the new Titanic release. Or no, Avatar release.
I was going to go Titanic.
I got Cameron'd.
Yeah.
So the thing is, Top Gun Maverick just went past Avatar domestically. So part of this little...
Let's release it.
Let's remind everybody,
yes.
Baloney.
Baloney.
They
want
to get that money back up above Top Gun if they can.
Number 5 is Bullet Train. The reason to see this is Brad Pitt. And, you know, it's not
a great
movie. But, you know, the guy is amazing. His range is amazing. And it's a movie I don't particularly like, if Brad Pitt's in it, it's a better movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so it's made about $100 million, not quite domestically.
126 foreign, it's at 223.
See How They Run, $3 million in its first week.
Yeah, they didn't run to the theater, that's for sure. 4 domestic, 5 foreign, it's at 9.
Pearl. We were discussing Pearl prior to...
Rave reviews, says everyone but Doug Wright.
But me, explain. I hated... This
it's
movie.
Just because it was so
I walked
disturbing.
Into the theater the other night when we were watching, you know, Move Over, Darling.
I've already apologized for that.
And I walked past Steve and I said, I'm traumatized. This is the same theater where I saw Pearl. And he called me a name. Okay.
A fitting name.
No, it was unfitting for polite company.
Well,
okay.
It's just you and me, except your wife was right there. And like, oh, no.
No, there were other people in there.
Oh, yeah, I heard
You're up there, you
I
know.
I heard a little chortle.
Communing with the other critics.
Well, I wasn't trying to show off, if that's what you thought.
Uh-huh. Barbarian is number 2. I did not like this movie either.
Yeah, it hasn't done very well.
No, and didn't deserve to. But then The Woman King. I'm actually a little surprised with all the hype that this has received. I mean, like I mentioned, on the morning shows and Today Show and everything else, they were just weeping over this movie.
Yeah, but it's a movie that doesn't have a lot of track record as far as the genre. I mean, it's almost creating its own new all-female, tough, you know, kind of a movie. And so I think it will find an audience. It's just that it actually did better than the projections, but that's normal. And by the way, this got an A+. On CinemaScope, which is actual audience members.
Wow, real people.
Yeah.
This is like the People's Choice Award.
This is what I've been saying. Look at the movie and you go, this might be interesting. There's so much more going on in this film, which is why I got the A+. Guess what the other film was? There's only 2 movies that got A+ this year.
What?
Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, Top Gun Maverick. Yeah. You know, that is the perfect summertime wonderful popcorn movie that you take everybody to.
I still haven't seen it a second time, though.
Haven't you?
No.
I've seen it 3 times in the theater.
I know a guy who's seen it 8 times.
Really?
That's kind of nuts.
Wow. Wow. All right, The Woman King, number one movie in America. All right, on that note, sponsored, of course, by Call Climate Services. It is 11:15, a brief respite, and we shall come back. Much more still to come on The Movie Show.
The Movie Show.
And what's with black? It's depressing.
Looks like you're going to a funeral.
Maybe I am.
On KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Well, the buzz here on The Movie Show, is it a coincidence that when I did The Movie Show Top 10, Matt Dearing was nowhere to be seen?
Absolutely not. I got to protect my hearing, Doug.
Ooh, but see, wow. you could use.
How's that feel?
You could use my intro as a hearing test.
You could, if you Durance. Could, if you could hear this.
Small dogs running.
You're alive.
That's right. Okay.
Or maybe you weren't, and now you are.
Now you are.
Did I just set myself up?
I think you did.
Okay. It was a lob.
Uh huh. Well, okay. We are at my hearing centers. And, Matt, we've got to talk about this because we've got 40 minutes to go.
Yes.
And so can we still accommodate? Because if you are among the first 50 people who schedule this appointment and keep it, you'll be in the drawing for the very hearing aids that we've been talking about.
So Steve has that I'm questioning Matt's answer. What's he going to say?
Yeah, what's he going to say? You know?
He saw that side eye.
Yeah, I saw. And I actually did look, Steve.
Okay, let's hear what you came up with.
And, yes, we do have room.
All right.
Yes.
So you can still. And when you think about it, you know, what a great, I even hesitate to call it a prize, you know, but it is.
It is.
It's a real prize.
Life-changing gift.
No kidding. And 801-701-1629 is the number to call to put yourself or someone that you love on this pathway. And we've talked about this, and you know, there have been things that you guys have taught me, told me, and stories you've shared with me that I've just kept, and I think about them more often than you'd believe. But the one that always comes to mind, because we think about our vision. If anything goes south on our vision, we can't get to the optometrist, ophthalmologist fast enough.
Well, if we can find it.
Yeah. But honestly, when it's your hearing, oh, my goodness. You know, people put it off for 7 years. Can you imagine people doing that if they were having some issues with their sight?
Yeah, I used to do educational seminars, and one of the things I'd bring up is, you know, you're going to wait 7 years to do something about your hearing. What would happen? How long would you wait if you broke your arm?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Right? Flopping around.
Yeah, that's right away. Now, I get there's a pain associated with a broken arm. Lack of mobility is going to get you in there as well. But for some reason, we just suffer through hearing. And,
right.
And oftentimes, we convince ourselves, and this, you know, we're getting into denial this way, but we convince ourselves that, hey, it's not me, the kids are mumbling, or it's not me,
right.
The television, or it's the movie that I'm watching, or my wife, she's a soft talker, whatever, you know, whatever it is, it's just not me. And if you find yourself doing that, you might want to just take an introspective look for a moment,
right.
and think, okay, you know what? Maybe it is my situation. And we can find out very quickly. It's really easy. Come in, we'll do a free evaluation, bring your spouse with you, make it a date if you want to. We'll test you both.
And that's a good thing to do, to bring in a voice that you mm-hmm. need to hear and hear often.
Yeah, we use their voice in the testing. We do a familiar voice test. We do speech and noise testing. We do speech understanding testing. You know, we really want to understand how your brain and your hearing are working together to make sure you're understanding what is happening. And at the end of that test, we'll give you an idea of, hey, what's going on. And not only will we do that, we'll also do a demonstration of the technology right there in the office. We'll be able to program it really quickly and demo the technology in the office. You can see the difference of how you're hearing today versus how you could be hearing with correctly prescribed technology.
I got another test for you. How often do you use your closed caption?
Yes.
On your
television.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anytime there's somebody with a thick Scottish accent,
yeah,
we use
accents
that a lot.
Accents are different.
Yeah, but no
just
kidding.
Normally I'm like, What did he say?
I know.
Yeah.
I know. Dee and I have done that. We've kind of gone back.
I've gotten kind of reliant on it.
And we put on the closed captioning. You know, the story you told, too, about Helen Keller. Here's somebody that had had sight, had had hearing, and lost both. And if one could be replaced, it was hearing.
Hearing. And what she said is, you know, sight connects you with things, but hearing connects you with people.
Yeah.
Is what she says there. And that's true. You know, if you want to really have a conversation, you need to be able to hear, or you need to be able, you both need to be able to do some really good sign language.
Okay, this is the time to pick up the phone and call 801-701-1629. Make the appointment, get the free hearing test, try these hearing aids out for 30 days. At the end of the 30 days, whether you buy or not, you're rewarded with a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden. There are how many offices in Utah?
We've got 20 offices up and down the Wasatch Front in Utah. We've also got an office. We got Delta and Nephi, so the Eureka people are covered.
Eureka people were right
sneaking in on
you. Yeah, and then we've got a Vernal office now, too. So if you're out towards the east, you want to get out to Vernal, we can take care of you there as well.
Okay. You have satellites, don't you?
Yeah, well, that Vernal office is actually a full-time, always open office. So we got a satellite office in like Gunnison, if you're down in Richmond, Gunnison, that whole county, where we got you covered there too.
Perfect. 801-701-1629. Okay, Steve, you were telling me that we needed to see one movie for sure here.
Meet Cute, and we have The Railway Children left.
Okay, let's do Meet Cute. That's a term that I learned in the holiday.
Yeah, me too. Somebody goes, oh, what was your Meet Cute story? I'm like, what the heck are you talking about?
I know. Remember that? It was Eli Wallach, who's the old screenwriter, and he talked about, you know, the Meet Cute in the movie.
Yeah.
You know, how the couple actually meets. So, anyway, let's get some sound from Meet Cute.
I have got to come clean with you. I'm from the future.
Wait, I'm sorry, I'm a little confused.
So how much do you use the tanning machine?
Oh, no, it's not a tan machine, it's a time machine.
Try it. It's fun. I've spent the entire week with you. This night, 7 times in a row.
Wait, what'd you do with the other you from the past?
So we're meeting Cute with a time traveler?
Yeah, I call it Groundhog Date. And here it is. It's kooky Kaylee Cuoco and dead-eyed Pete Davidson. You know, what's with his eyes?
I don't know.
He either never sleeps or he did more drugs than you could possibly imagine because his eyes are dead. They're like raccoon eyes.
Raccoon eyes.
Well, anyway.
Or are they shark eyes, though?
No.
Those are the true dead eyes.
Well, I don't know. They might be. But I just thought, oh, no, you know. I liked Pete Davidson. I mean, he can do some good stuff. And you need to see the King of Staten Island. It is beautifully done. But this movie, I thought, okay, so basically they meet at this bar, except it's Gary and Sheila, and they both laugh at their names being old-timey. Sheila just offers to buy him a drink. And he's like, wow, that's cool. But apparently, then she comes up with a story about how she's actually from the past.
Yeah.
But she's only goes back 24 hours. The lady at the nail salon, there's this, you know, tanning bed that's actually a time machine. She gets in it, and she goes back 24 hours.
This sounds like Bill and Ted.
It kind of does. I mean, but it actually, it sort of works. The conversations they have. And as she continues to relive this day over and over again, it's all new to him. But she's like, yeah, blah, 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 you're whatever. She knows all of his stories, all of his backstories, even tries to go back into his, when she finds out that the time machine will actually do more than just going to yesterday.
Oh.
She goes back and tries to fix little problems in his life that kind of set him on a different path. And he's like, quit messing with my life. And he doesn't remember anything, of course.
Yeah.
Every day is new to him. But it's funny because even after they do this for like a year and it's like a couple that's been together, but now she's getting bored. She's like, had it with this guy. He's a jerk. He's an idiot. And then she goes back and fixes all this stuff in his life. And now he's a completely different person. But she's like, I don't even know if I like this guy. So it's weird. And it's got that silly time travel-y thing. But what makes this work is Pete Davidson and Kaylee Cuoco. Their dialogue conversation together is really smart and fun.
So how do we see Meet Cute?
Meet Cute is a Peacock movie only, and it is available as of today. And, yeah, if you like Kaylee Cuoco and Pete Davidson, I know it seems like an odd couple, but They actually make it work.
So what's the grade?
A B minus or a B.
A B
Hold
minus.
On. No, I give it a B.
Okay, is it TV, MA, TA, T14?
There's some language. It's not as bad as you'd think, you know, with those, with him especially. But
okay.
I think it's...
TV something.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, it is 11:30 here at KSL. Let's take a break. We'll come right back with more of the movie show. We'll review Railway Children and a couple of other films and Telephone Torture. We got a lot of stuff that's coming up.
The movie show.
Look at him. He's heading for that small moon.
I think I can get him before he gets there. He's almost in range.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
It's the movie show here at KSL News Radio. Matt Deering is here with us from My Hearing Centers. We're in the final 22 minutes of the movie show, but there is still time, I am trusting, for people to make the phone call, 801-701-1629, and still be eligible to actually win the very hearing devices we have been talking about, the White X Moment.
That's absolutely correct. Yes, good.
Yeah, just double checked.
I was trying to fly onto that spreadsheet before I said it.
That's right.
You know, you're going to mine your segment.
Yeah, you don't what's Matt going
to
do?
You don't want the great Wazir over here to come down on you. Going, now, did you really look at those numbers over there? Now,
it's happened.
So yeah, that's right. So
sorry,
there's still time for you to be in the drawing. And boy, this what a wonderful thing for someone to win for themselves so they can, again, you know, start enjoying life the way you should.
Yeah, and I really want people to come try this White X Moment product. I mean, it is pretty awesome and a lot of fun to really give a test drive. Those that are you know, a little familiar with a smartphone are going to benefit more because there is an app you have to download on your smartphone so we can tap into that AI database. But once you kind of get that set up, it's free-flowing after that. You don't have to do anything unless you want to, right? You can get in there and you can make modifications. You can contribute. So if you're like, hey, I like this setting, but, you know, I'm going to just turn it down just a little bit or turn it up or maybe make this small adjustment because you can adjust the high, mids, and lows. Wow. By yourself, right? We give you a little functionality there with this. And then you save it. That small adjustment goes to the cloud, computes with everything else. And then the next time you're in that environment, nothing. Don't have to touch it. And not only you, but the next time someone else is in that environment, nothing. And just to clarify, there's no GPS system on here.
Yeah, there's nothing creepy.
No,
here.
We're not tracking where you are.
This is the NSA.
it's pretty impressive. If it recognizes you're in an open area and you're talking to people, you know, maybe you're moving. That's going to say, you know, maybe it's a golf course, maybe you're out on a park walking, whatever it is. It's going to kind of clump that similar to other areas like that.
Right.
You know, if you're in a smaller room, it's going to actually feel and recognize the echoes off the walls. And so it's going to make an adjustment for smaller rooms specifically. So we're not tracking around the world or you know, trying to figure out where you've been or where you're going. I think we talked about this once. Your Google, right? Your Google Map. You'll get in the car and you'll say 5 minutes from home.
Oh,
like,
I know.
Oh my goodness! Why do you know I'm going home?
Why do you know that? I know. So this is not that.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
But isn't it amazing that because of the AI, because of the technology in here, it can go, okay, hey, Doug's in a restaurant right now.
Yep.
And
he needs all the help he can
get.
And we all do need that in a restaurant, right?
That's right, boy.
No, that's the worst. It is absolutely,
you know,
the
doesn't
worst.
Don't you hear that? That's not just Steve.
Restaurants, movies are also high up on the list, you know, and movies are harder to control just because there's a lot of sound coming through from those movies, but we can get to people by adjusting so you can hear speech over the soundtrack, which we can do with the hearing aids. We can help out with movies as well.
It kills me at home, you know, because we'll be listening to dialogue and I'll have the sound, you know, right where it should be.
Yeah.
And then the action scene comes in and the music, and it's just
screaming,
blows you away.
Yes.
So,
blows you up.
Number to call is 801-701-1629, and this is what happens. You'll make the appointment, you'll come in, you'll get your free hearing test, you keep that appointment, you start the 30-day challenge with the very equipment, the White X Moment that we've talked about, and then at the end of the 30 days, you know, all of your feedback or whatever you've done to adjust, you know, is contributing to making this a better product and helping other people and yourself, and then you're rewarded with a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden.
Nailed it.
There we go. Well,
mic drop.
Done. Yeah, mic drop. Done.
Mic drop. Did it. So, again, 801-701.
Sounds like you've been here before.
1629. All right, Stephen.
Sir.
Should we, well, how about if we do a little telephone torture?
See if you can get some new blood.
Well, we know Vahe is not going to win this week. Right. Yeah.
He better not try.
He better not. That's right. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for telephone torture with the scream right on cue here. Chance for you to be a wiener or a loser on the movie show. And, Steve, I'm thinking that we ought to go with caller number.
Are you having a spasm?
No.
I'm
commuting.
Like crazy person.
I'm communing with you. Which is sometimes very difficult. You have to make it profound, or it just doesn't register.
Oh, it's about to register.
Oh, is it? Whap! Okay.
Five.
Five. We're looking for caller number five.
Under protest, five.
At KSL Talk, 575-8255.
Don't you dare call Vahe.
Two tickets to the Megaplex Theaters. Two drinks and a tub of popcorn, and let's go to our first potential winner on the show. Hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Honest Tom. How are you?
Honest Tom.
Strike one!
Honest Tom, yeah. We're going to push the button on you. Here you go. He has a lot of time for losing. Okay.
You enjoy this segment way
let's
too much.
Go. I know. This just kind of makes my week. All right, let's go back to the phone line and find out who this potential winner is. Hi, who's this?
This is Jerry.
Jerry, how are you?
Oh, I hope I'm good.
Well,
but
it
I'm
depends
probably
on
a loser.
It depends on your perspective. Losing has its charm here on the movie show.
Yes.
But it's better to be a big wiener. So, Jerry, we're gonna push the button on you. Here we go.
Americans right. Love a winner and will not tolerate a loser.
So, Jerry's gone.
Pretty nice to old Jer Bear.
Well, you know, it's a new voice. I had to be now. I don't want to
chase him off first round away here. Okay.
All right. Back to the phone line. This will be caller number three. And hi, who's this? Uh-oh. He's listening to the radio instead of
Back to the Past.
Yeah, I know. Speaking of time
Hello.
Traveling. Hi, who's this?
This is Fast Eddie.
Hey, Fast Eddie.
Wow.
Fast, you were too fast today, Eddie.
Too fast. Number three.
Yeah, you're supposed to be number five. You're number three. So, Eddie, this is what happens.
All right. Thanks.
I am kind of a loser like you.
Okay. That was kind of
weird. That was venom, wasn't it?
That was something in there. All right, now, this will be the final loser on the program today. Kind of brings a tear to your one good eye.
Now you can call Vahe.
Okay, yes. Hi, who's this?
This is Scott.
Scott, you're so close. You're so close, but you're so far away from being a wiener.
All right, well, thank you anyway.
Oh, well, hey, you know.
See how nice he was.
I know, a polite, charming.
Don't you feel awful now?
No, not at all. All right, here we go. Loser eyes, Scott.
Your best. Losers always whine about their best.
Best.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do. All right, and now this is the moment everybody's been waiting for.
Right.
When we unveil the big wiener here on the movie show. And hi, who's this?
Hi. Am I on?
You're on.
Oh, great. This is Dan, father of Abigail, former winner.
Wow. You're the father of Abigail. This sounds scriptural. This is Dan.
Did you begat Abigail?
Father of Abigail.
Yes, I did.
Begat by. Who were you begat by?
Percy.
Bro, there had to be somebody other than Percy involved here.
He only has one name. He's like Cher. I am Percy. I make people.
Okay. Well, you are a big fill in the blank.
Wiener.
Of course you are. You've won fabulous prizes worth up to?
Dollars.
So absolutely.
We're feeding the family tree here.
Mucho dinero.
Let's see what's happening.
All right. You have won two tickets to the Megaplex Theaters. What film are you going to see?
Oh, I That's a good question. I already
don't,
seen Top Gun 1.
Good. Don't go see Pearl.
No, no.
Okay. All right. So, no, all right. That's off the table. So far, so good.
There's pitchfork violence.
Oh, yeah, with poultry. And now you're going to have two drinks. Which drink are you going to get?
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Okay. You know, you might want to try that new Mega Twist thing. You
know, I know. Melanie's been pitching it like crazy on the big screen there. And then you get a tub of popcorn. Is this a great day in your life or what?
It is.
Now, there's one little chore, little mop-up thing that you've got to do here to make all the losers feel better, and I'm sure you know what
it is.
That's
share your prizes.
That's right. Take Steve
to
a movie.
Take it away, Frank.
Ooh, Frank, here we go. This is such an amazing segment.
They must have paid a fortune to get him to sing this song.
He always talks over Frank.
You're talking right now.
After you did, I have to chastise anybody who talks over Frank. I always time it. I do that old DJ thing from the KCPX days. Time it right to when Frank. And then Steve goes, what did you do there? That's kind of how it sounded.
Old DJ.
Old being the operative word here. Yeah. I love it when people come up after you've done a talk radio show for, 8 million years, and they go, hey, you a DJ? Oh, yeah. I disc jockey topics every day.
Fun.
All right. There we go.
Yeah.
We did it. Another rousing rendition with a big thank you to the folks at Megaplex Theaters.
Ah, and their classic movie this week is... it's a
mad world. Yeah, you were talking about how you want to see that in the... This is the day before CGI.
Jonathan Winters, Sid Caesar.
Everybody's in this
Buddy
movie.
Buddy Hackett,
who was on every... Remember, he was always on Don Rickles and Buddy Hackett.
Phil Silver. Yeah. I mean, they're all in it.
They're all in it. And it used to be in Cinerama.
And it's like car crashes that are real.
I know. Real
Which,
car
I mean,
crashes.
People flopping all over the place.
It's like the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
The original.
Yeah.
I mean, lots of cars bit the dust for that movie. On that note, ladies and gentlemen.
By the way, you know how long? It's 3 hours long.
I know. Well, are you going to be able to handle it here?
Well, if they make it any longer, I'll have to add another mad to the title.
Do they have an intermission in it? Remember they used to have intermissions and
That
had the entree music?
I don't know.
The overture, and then they'd have the intermission, then they'd have the exit music.
Last one I saw an intermission was Lawrence of Arabia. They had a
five-minute. Oh, boy, they needed intermission in that one. All right, it is 11:50. Let's take a break. We'll be right back with more of the movie show, including our review of Railway Children that's coming up.
The movie show.
We've got two stories here. We've got a story about degenerate clergy, and we've got a story about a bunch of lawyers turning child abuse into a cottage industry. Now, which story do you want us to write? Because we're writing one of them.
On KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Okay, quick review of Railway Children. This is something that goes back a long time. There was a film made in 1970, and then the children's books and so on. And it's a sweet story, sweet concept. So many different stories could come out of this, and it's been kind of molded for its time and place, as we saw in this one with a lot of the prejudice issues coming up. But there's a sweetness to this tale, and it's a heartbreaking tale. Those opening scenes, where the parents
are
in London, it is so dangerous to stay in London for their children. So they kind of send them out.
This is World War II.
Just on a lark, and it's 1944 for this film. And they send them out there. The war's beginning to really turn. Started turning in 1943. But for those parents, just with a leap of faith, hoping they go to a good family. Some people had a destination, but a lot of those kids did not. And they just hope that they'll find a good home. This is really predictable. It's got a lot of preachiness on a particular cause in this one. But there was some sweetness in this movie, and at least I understood it, for heaven's sake,
Well, I liked Lily, the oldest daughter. She was very cool. And I liked the young son that was the son of the principal.
Yeah.
Those three characters actually
enjoyed.
That was
the sponsoring family.
Yeah. And they were a lot of fun. And the lady, by the way, the old lady that was, she was in the original 70s version. So
Yeah.
That's 50
so
years.
So what's the grade?
I give it a C+.
Yeah, I gave it a B. I liked it a little bit more. I'm kind of a sucker for that era, especially.
Yeah, but it was kind of low-budgety. I mean, the look of it was cool.
Yeah, but I think we were we maybe didn't get a good shot on that because we had bad sound.
It was very soft.
And bad sound can really affect, as Matt Deering will attest to. So it's Railway Children, and I liked it a little bit better than Steve. But,
and it's in theaters, yeah. Rated PG. It's very, very safe and tame.
Matt, we have just enough time to, first of all, thank you for, again, hosting the movie show. It's always fun to be here. And, you know, this deal that you've got going on, can we still get in among the top 50?
We can get in among the top 50. You got to call now in order to get into that 50. If you call, we'll schedule for a free hearing evaluation in any of our offices. Additionally, if you qualify, if you have a hearing loss, we'll let you try this latest technology that we've been talking about, the Widex Moment. And you'll be able to try that 30 days risk-free. At the end of the 30 days, we'll give you a gift card to Red Lobster or Olive Garden as a thank you, and special pricing if you want to keep them.
And boy, do make the phone call now, 801-701-1629. Odds are there is a location that's close to where you live or where you work and convenient for you here in the state of Utah. 801-701-1629. There's one little film here, Steve, The Justice of Bunny King.
Yeah, it's going to be on video on demand next week. I thought they were saying select theaters, okay. Not in our area, but The Justice of Bunny King is a great, great film. New Zealand, the same lady that did The Babadook, that started in that, yeah. She's unbelievable in this movie. So that's going to be a big one next week.
And we'll talk about it next week.
Plus, yeah. Blonde, it opens midweek. And
that's
this
the
is
Marilyn
the Marilyn Monroe
thing. NC-17?
Anna de Armas. Although I'm not sure why, to be honest. There's a couple of maybe accumulative scenes. That
yeah. Have you seen it yet?
I have.
Yeah, I have not
it's
seen it.
It's so. Almost 3 hours, too. That's the other problem. It's like, damn.
Okay. All right, that's it for the movie show. Thanks so much for joining us today. Thanks to my hearing centers, 801-701-1629. It's 12 o'clock noon. Tonight, when you go home, please make sure that you hug the people you love.
KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.